You're listening to Worship Life Radio with Pastor Holland Davis of Calvary Chapel San Clemente. On today's edition,
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. I'm not going to let you forget that. Egypt is always a type of bondage to sin and death and the world. And because God has called us out of bondage, we're not to live according to the old ways of living. We are to live as new creations, as free people, to walk in freedom. The old is past. Behold, all things have become new and are becoming new.
When a friend asks you, "What's new?" do you ever reply, "I am"? It's easy to forget that we are in fact a new creation. Who were you before you encountered Jesus and gave your life to Him? Are you the same? Pastor Holland will show us that God has called us out of our old lives and into a new abundant life, and we should share our story of redemption. The fact that God is working on, in, and through you is a great witness to those around you who really need to connect with God. Don't hold out on them. Let's join Pastor Holland in the book of Leviticus chapter 20 as he continues his message, Live Above the Norm.
As God's children, you have never had one moment in your life where you were not loved, because God loves you. Jeremiah 31 says, "And thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Israel, when I went to give him rest, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, 'Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.'" That's what the Lord does. You might say, "I don't feel loved. I feel kind of judged by God." And yet, you're here. You might be listening online. You're listening online. You're here. Something drew you here. Something brought you here. Actually, someone brought you here. Jesus brought you here. Why? Because He wants you to receive His love. He wants you to enter into that experience of His everlasting love. He wants to give you an opportunity for that, because that's what He does. The second identity we have is that we are witnesses of God's power. In Leviticus 19:2, it says, "Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel." That word congregation is a Hebrew word, adat. And maybe you've seen that on the side of a synagogue where it says adat Israel, or, you know, and that word adat means, it's translated congregation, but it's also translated witnesses. It means witnesses. And as we studied in Exodus, the first time Israel is referred to as a congregation is in Exodus 12. And it has to do with the Passover. So it's in the Passover when Israel experienced God's power to save. And of course, we saw that through the plagues, right? The plagues that came against Egypt. And finally, the final plague, the killing of the firstborn son. And Pharaoh said, "That's it. Get out of here. You know, you're free. Go." And God delivered the nation of Israel from bondage to Egypt by His mighty power. Now, once you've had that experience, once you've experienced the salvation of God, you're no longer just a child. You're no longer simply a child of God, but you are now a witness of His power. And being a witness of His power, having seen it, it will forever change you. You'll never be the same. In Isaiah 43, it says, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me. And understand that I am He. Before me, there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord. And beside me, there is no Savior." No one is going to save you but the Lord. "I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God." This is something that God is going to say back to Israel over and over and over again, constantly proclaiming that He is the Lord, that He is the one that brought them out of Egypt. Because Israel saw the power of God. And once you've seen the power of God, you're changed. You cannot live as if God doesn't exist. You cannot go on living however you want to live. You have to take into consideration what God has done. how God has redeemed you, how God has saved you. If not in your own life, then in the life of those that you know. Maybe you know someone that has come from an incredible past and God has saved them and turned their life around. I can't look at the nation of Israel, a nation that didn't exist in modern times before 1948. Think about that. For hundreds of years, no nation there. Desert land. In fact, desert land that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted to claim that land. And in one day, Israel became a nation. In one day, according to prophecy, God's word prophesied it. And it happened in one day. And God transformed the desert into a beautiful spot. Now everybody wants it. In fact, all these people showed up. It's like you, your uncles and aunts when you win the lottery. Like, oh, hey, bro. I've always loved you, man. That's how it is in Israel now. Now that Israel has orchards and it's built up and it's beautiful and there's greenery and they're shipping produce all over and they got tech industry. All of a sudden, the Arabs are like, hey, we were always here. It's always been our land. It's like, no, it wasn't. God gave it to the nation of Israel. And we see that in Genesis, in the very beginning. I have to now deal with a God who does that. I have to recognize that God is the one who did that. I can't say I believe in God and ignore His word. I can't say I believe in God and ignore worship. I can't believe whatever I want to believe about Him. I have to believe how He reveals Himself to me in His word. I have to take Him at His word. I can't claim ignorance because now I'm a witness of His power. You know, through His words and His action, God reveals Himself to man. And so everything God has done in my life, everything He speaks to me, reveals who He is, that He is a God and that there is no other God. There is no other Savior. I can't ignore that. And I can't be quiet about it. I have to share it. Because I have been given the words of eternal life. You have been given the words of eternal life. Your words can change someone's eternal destiny. We can't be silent with that. We have to share that. But here's what I love most about God. As He's revealing Himself, as He's demonstrating His power, He does it so that we may know Him, that we may believe Him. Not believe in Him. Religion teaches you to believe in God. And people will say, oh, I believe in God. But do you believe Jesus? Do you believe Him? Do you believe what He said? Do you believe it's true? Because if you believe it's true, then you're going to change your life. You're going to live a life that aligns up with what He says. Because He is a God who can keep His word, you can trust Him. Because He is a God who remains faithful to Israel, even when Israel is unfaithful to Him, you can trust Him. You can believe Him. Because His past faithfulness demands our present trust. It demands that we trust Him today. I can't ignore it. So all of the fear that's in your life right now, all the anxiety, all the things you're worried about, all the things you're struggling over, oh, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, you can let it go because He's faithful. And He will do everything He said He would do in His word. The third part of our identity is that we are called out ones, that we are called out ones. The first time that the children of Israel is referred to as called out ones is in Exodus 12, verse 6. And again, it's in reference to Passover. It's the Hebrew word kehal. And maybe you've seen on the, you know, kehal adat b'nei Israel, on the name of a synagogue. But that word kehal is translated assembly. And when you take that word kehal and you use the Septuagint and you translate it into the Greek, it becomes ecclesia, which means called out ones. And that word ecclesia is where we get our word church from. And so the idea of being called out has to do with redemption, that we've been called out of darkness, we've been called out into the light. And so after Passover, Israel's identity is forever linked to their story of redemption. Just like your life will forever be linked to your story of redemption. I was in darkness, now I'm in light. I was blind, and now I see. And so you are a called out one. You are the church, the ecclesia, called out of darkness, called out of light, called into community with one another. That's the power of the church. That's why I say, as Christians, we need to gather as the church, not online, not in our one car, in our one room sanctuary called the car, with our radio, not in front of our screens, watching on YouTube or whatever. But when you gather together and you look across the room and you go, whoa, look at all these people that have been called out of darkness, that have been called into the light. Look at what the Lord has done. That's what God does. He calls us out. And we're forever known by what God has done in our life.
Worship Life Radio with Holland Davis will continue right after this.
Hi, this is Holland Davis, and I'm the pastor of Calvary Chapel in San Clemente. And I just want to take a moment and invite you to come and visit us at one of our Sunday morning services or to our midweek Bible study. Calvary Chapel San Clemente is a Jesus people community right here in the city of San Clemente, California. You know, we identify with our roots in the Jesus movement because that's where I came to Christ. And of course, that's where Calvary Chapel was born. When you come to our church, you're going to find a church that loves to worship the Lord with song. We love to study God's word verse by verse. And we love to share the love of God with other people. If that's the kind of church you're looking for, consider visiting us. You can find out all about us online at calvarysanclemente.org. We look forward to worshiping with you soon, and may God richly bless you.
Now, let's continue with today's edition of Worship Life Radio.
Israel was known as those who were called out of Egypt. In Leviticus 19:36, it says, "You shall have onyx scales, onyx weights, an onyx ephah, and an onyx hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt." I'm not going to let you forget that. Egypt is always a type of bondage to sin and death and the world. And because God has called us out of bondage, we're not to live according to the old ways of living. We are to live as new creations, as free people, to walk in freedom. The old is past. Behold, all things have become new and are becoming new. Every day that you walk with Jesus, every day that you live with Jesus, new things are coming your way. New revelation is coming your way. God is revealing more and more of himself to you. And every time he reveals more of himself to you, it changes you. You grow. In Isaiah 43, it says, "Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick," referring back to Pharaoh's army that chased Israel. And then he says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." A road where there was no road, a river where there's no water. That's what he's going to do. Are you ready for it? Is that what you want? I mean, think about Israel. 400 years in bondage to Egypt. 400 years. How do you unlive that? How do you unsee that? How do you get beyond that? God says, don't remember the former things. Put the past behind you. How do you do that? Well, when you come to Christ, as we've looked at the sin offerings and the burnt offerings, the trespass offerings, as we're drawing near to God, we're washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our conscience is washed clean. The water of the Holy Spirit, the rivers of living water, the torrents of living water that are gushing out of us, cleans us out from the inside out. It cleans us, washes us. But in order to keep moving forward, you have to step into the reality of forgiveness. That means receiving forgiveness for the sins that you've done, the laws that you have broken, and giving forgiveness for those who have sinned against you, trespassed against you. Giving and receiving forgiveness. Because if you don't forgive, then what happens is you develop a root of bitterness. And bitterness keeps you locked in the past. Bitterness never lets you forget the former things. Bitterness keeps you thinking about the things of old. Bitterness keeps you in that place of captivity. And the biggest sign of bitterness in your life is when you see people through their sins and their trespasses. You're not able to see them as God sees them. All you can do is see them through their offenses, or see yourself through your offenses and all the things that you've done wrong. But through forgiveness, we make the divine exchange at the cross. We bring everything to Jesus, and we give it to Him, and in return, we receive forgiveness. Forgiveness lets you see the new. Forgiveness lets you leave the past behind. Jesus said, judge not, you shall not be judged. Condemn not, you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. If you judge others, you're going to feel judged. If you condemn others, you're going to feel the condemnation of God, the guilt in your life. Because with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. But if you forgive, you will receive the forgiveness. You will feel the forgiveness of God. It will become evident in your life. And some of you struggle with condemnation. You feel condemned. You feel guilty because you say, you know what? I am guilty. And you feel the weight of that guilt upon you. But when Jesus looks at you, He doesn't see your guiltiness. He sees the blood. The blood that covers you, the blood that forgives you. And you can either take this bitterness and grip onto it, hold on to it, or you can surrender it. Because He's already paid for it. He paid for the debt for your sins. He paid the debt for the sins that were done against you. Everything was paid for at the cross. And do you know what I found in my own life? That as I receive the forgiveness of Jesus, and as I extend forgiveness to others, that those things in my life that have controlled me, have manipulated me, have held me into captivity, that the power of those things are broken in my life, that they're disempowered. as I simply receive the forgiveness of Jesus. Because guess what? They have no legal right to harass you anymore. The enemy can't come to you and say, oh, you're guilty. You say, you know, I am guilty, but I'm forgiven. Get out of here. When the lies of the enemy come in and begin to tear you down, it's like, you know what? I'm a child of God. I'm forgiven. Get out of here. I don't need to listen to you anymore. I can forget the former things. I can leave that behind because that's not where I am anymore. I am forgiven. And when the enemy comes in and says, oh, you hate that person. It's like, yeah, you know what? I did, but I forgave them. Get out of here. You have no right to speak to me anymore. Or you can hold on and leave with that guilt and that condemnation and everything else. And so that opportunity is yours this morning. Let's pray. Father, you are so good to us. You set the model. You set the example by not treating us the way that our sins deserve. But Lord, you forgive us. And you call us to a higher life. You raise us up. You lift us up. You elevate us. And the life that you give us takes us above the norm. It takes us beyond things that we never saw ourselves doing before. It takes us into a different realm, a supernatural realm, a life that is above the natural. And Lord, we don't want anything getting in the way of that. We want you to have your way in our lives. We want you to do whatever you desire to do. We want to be empowered by your Spirit to do the great and awesome things that you've called us to do, that you've made us for. And perhaps one of the things that's holding you back this morning is that you need to forgive, and you need to receive forgiveness. And you can pray this simple prayer, mean it with all your heart. And you can either say, Lord, I forgive this person for what they did to me, or you can say, Lord, I just receive your forgiveness this morning. Forgive me for the things that I've done. And just say, I give back to you, Lord, the right and the authority to judge. You are the righteous judge. Lord, I give you the right and the authority to judge in the person's life, Lord, the person that offended me, I give you the right and the authority to take him. I surrender that to you this morning too. Lift it out of my life. Take it from me. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, thank you for listening to the program today. You know, the statistics on life are quite staggering. It's been said that one out of every one person is going to die. And on that day, are you going to be ready? Are you going to be ready to meet God? Well, you can be ready. You can have that assurance that your sins are forgiven and you're going to heaven by praying a simple prayer and mean it with all your heart to say, Lord Jesus, I want to be ready to meet you. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me for all my sins and wash me clean of all the wickedness I've done. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. And if you've prayed that prayer with me right now, I can tell you with full assurance that you are going to be in heaven.
Thanks for tuning in to Worship Life Radio with Pastor Holland Davis. We pray today's teaching has been a blessing to you and drawn you closer to your Savior, Jesus Christ. It's possible that today you're hearing about Jesus for the first time. If that's the case, we're so glad you've joined us today. We want to tell you more about how He can change your life forever. Just visit our website, calvarysanclemente.org, and click on Good News under the Home tab. This will lay out exactly what God's plans were for salvation and how His Son Jesus fits into the picture. You'll also find step-by-step instructions to start this relationship that will make all the difference in your life. If you still have questions or you'd like to talk to someone in person, please don't hesitate to call us. You can reach us at 949-228-9117. Again, that number is 949-228-9117. Do you happen to live in the San Clemente area? If so, come join us this weekend for church. We have services every Sunday and Thursday where we'll dig into the Bible together and spend time getting to know one another in deeper and more meaningful ways. Visit calvarysanclemente.org for service times and directions. You can also be a part of our services virtually. We're streaming through YouTube and Facebook Live, as well as on our website. Again, just go to calvarysanclemente.org to connect. That's all we have time for today. Join Pastor Holland next time for another edition of Worship Life Radio.
Have you ever wondered what it means to be saved? What are you saved from? Is salvation only about going to heaven? Pastor Holland's message series, So Great a Salvation, will answer these questions and help you discover the rich, abundant life salvation brings. Order your personal copy of So Great a Salvation at worshipliferadio.com.